back on the Zimmerman case, and we mentioned this in the first hour. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to listen to that first hour when it's uploaded at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. I'm just going to splice the 2 hours together. Frack it. And what occurred to me, I was just thinking about this, because I published this statistic on my Facebook about there's been about, like, I don't know, about 11,000 African Americans have killed other African Americans in the 500 days since George Zimmerman shot Trayvon. And I was accused of being racist, essentially, for publishing a statistic. The white man is using statistics. You know, it's like, this is mm-hmm. one of the most horrible racial crimes nowadays. You know, a white man uses statistics. Oh my God, he's practically wearing a KKK hood. All right, he's armed with statistics. It is statistics are the new lynch mob. You know, so
weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, and it, something occurred to me. You know what? This is a misnomer. Yeah. One dude kills one child. Okay, even if it was self-defense, even if it's guilty, doesn't matter. And I've probably offended like thousands of millions of people right now, and they've just switched off the radio show because they're so fracking close-minded that they can't even listen to truth or facts. And well, maybe not the listeners to this show. But anyway, you know what's more offensive than one kid being shot by one guy one night? 80 million black children being deliberately aborted by Planned Parenthood, that used to be called the American Eugenics Society, and actually has Margaret Sanger as its head saying we're trying to deliberately exterminate the blacks. That's more offensive. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Let's bring that music down, eh? Let's bring that music down. Because I don't want to waste my time with you here, Zen. It was actually really nice doing it commercial free for the first hour. So let's try and get as much done as humanly possible. And I've got my lovely Sarah bringing me coffee. And I've got Zen Gardner on the show.
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, and we're talking about scumbaggery and people being distracted by false dichotomies like racism. When hello, it's actually just the New World Order trying to exterminate everybody at the exact same time. Okay, it had nothing to do with racism. It has to do with, if you're not one of the elite billionaires, you're fracked, and they want to kill you. And they use people, this case, like Trayvon Martin. No offense to anybody intended here when I say this. They're using it to distract you so that they can kill you, okay? They're using it to get you to fight amongst each other so that you kill each other instead of actually figuring out what the heck is going on here. Instead of finding out the copious quantities of scumbaggery individuals that are trying to frack you over every single fracking day. It isn't George Zimmerman that tried to kill you. It isn't George Zimmerman that is destroying the country. It isn't George Zimmerman that is taking over the entire world and pumping everybody full of noxious vaccines and chemtrails and fluoride and so on and so forth. It ain't George Zimmerman! But he's the one you're getting angry at. Isn't that interesting? Why don't you grow the frack up, ladies and gentlemen, and realize the truth, the real, simple, obvious truth, that you are a slave, and those who are enslaving you are cunning manipulators that are really good at distracting you from that very important truth.